Amen. If you look at our sermon title this morning, Mission Accepted, Prayer for Willingness, this is certainly the right scripture, but perhaps not one you were expecting to hear in the middle of May. That being said, I invite you now to rise in body or in spirit for the reading of our gospel. I'm reading from Luke 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Last week, we looked at Jesus' healing of the 10 men with leprosy and the one that turned back to give thanks. We talked about how everything we have is really a gift from God, and that once we realize that, the response that it evokes in us is gratitude. Gift after gift after gift, and our response is gratitude that then transforms into generosity. Blessed to be a blessing. The love of God, like the love of a good parent, comes to us without our deserving. God made a way for us to be freed from sin and death and fear and hate and everything that would enslave us. And so we who have been given so much are called to share with others. Understanding that everything we have is a gift from God, and that we respond to that gift with gratitude, is the foundation for why Christians give to God through the church. We don't just give thanks for God's blessings and keep on walking and live our life business as usual. The next step, after seeing that all we have is a gift and responding in gratitude to God, is a prayerful willingness to be a part of what God is doing in the world and in our church too. To ask, what does God want to do with me and that which God has given me? We talk all the time about how God uses the most unlikely people to do God's work. You may have seen that meme that went around. It went like this. Jacob was a cheater. Peter had a temper. David had an affair. Noah got drunk. Jonah ran from God. Gideon was insecure. Miriam was a gossiper. Martha was a worrier. Thomas was a doubter. Sarah was impatient. Elijah was moody. Moses stuttered. Zacchaeus was short. Abraham was old. And Lazarus was dead. Now, what's your excuse? If you think God can't use you, you're wrong. We say that, right? Look at all these unlikely people that God uses for God's purposes. But part of why that worked out was that those people said yes. Those people were willing, with all their flaws, for God to use them. They did their part. most of them anyway. I say most because Lazarus was dead, so I'm not sure if when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, he had a choice. But I would argue with you that he probably did have a choice. Otherwise, Jesus would have just had him come out without saying anything. We're not robots. God does not force our love or our faithfulness or our cooperation. But God uses our cooperation and depends on our prayerful willingness. Being open to and listening for how God wants to share Jesus' life-giving love and healing and salvation and peace through us and what God has given us. We believe at Glenmar we're blessed to be a blessing. But we don't just sort of say that and keep on living our lives. We don't put that on our website or on a t-shirt and keep on doing whatever we want. We ask God, we pray daily, God, how do you want to use me to be a blessing through Glenmar Church? And how do you want to use what you have given me? Time, talents, finances? How do you want to use what you have given me to support the mission and ministry of the church? If we pray that prayer, how do you want to use me and that which you have given me? I believe God will give us an answer. Prayerful willingness is something that Mary knew all about. It is in the context of Mary's willingness that Gabriel says, "Nothing is impossible with God." It took Mary's prayerful willingness to show what God could do. Because she was open and listening, God could use her to be a part of God's plan to love, save, heal, and free the world through Jesus Christ. I'm fairly confident God will not ask of you or of me what he's asked of Mary. But I can tell you that when we are open and listening and willing, God can do amazing things through us too. It doesn't mean that God will change all our circumstances. When we are grateful for what God has given us, when we pray to ask what God would have us do, and when we're willing to do it, it doesn't mean that God will instantly just shower us with every blessing and take away our every problem. And when we ask God, how do you want to use me and the resources you've given me? We may not particularly like the answer at first. It won't mean all the hard parts of our life will go away. Think about Mary. She said yes to God's plan, and it wasn't the easiest plan. She got to be the God-bearer, as she's called in the Orthodox Church, the Theotokos. But there was a lot of pain and suffering to come for her, too. The angel Gabriel did not change her bank account balance or her social status. She may have sung a song of praise that gives thanks for God lifting up the lowly, but it's not like she won the lottery and got to move to the penthouse. She was, however, helping God to get what God wants. A world that looks like the kingdom of God, advancing the reign of God. Helping God get what God wants. Not worrying about herself and what she wanted, but saying, "Here am I, servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." When the kids were really small, they've always been stuck being a preacher's kid, right? So they get a lot of theology around the margins. So we were driving, when they were really small, we were driving somewhere, and I said, "You know, it's like Jesus said, what about me and my needs?" And then I just let it sit there. And they were like, "Huh, good one, Mom." When Mary said yes, in her prayerful willingness for God to use her and the things that God had given her, she ended up bringing about something that was so much bigger and better than what she could have bargained for on her own, even if some suffering had to come with it too. Isaiah is another example of this. His prayerful willingness allowed him to hear God's word. He had a vision because he was prayerfully willing. God said, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me." And we tend to applaud Isaiah for his faithful response, and we should. But we should also consider what happened after he said yes. God said, "Oh, good, I'm going to send you to people who will not listen to a word that you have to say. Sign here." Maybe what we're called upon to do doesn't have to do with our comfort. Maybe what we're called upon to do is not so much to worry about results. Maybe those things are up to God. After all, they're called fruits of the Spirit, not fruits that Mandy generates. Maybe our part is about faithfulness, and maybe God's part is about fruitfulness. Maybe what God wants, and what I learned from Mary, is our prayerful willingness to say, "Here am I, servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And it's not just willingness, it's prayerful willingness. Because prayer is how we come to hear God's voice, to feel that nudge of the Spirit, that sense of what God is calling us to do. And it's not so much about the booming voice of God in our ear that sounds like Charlton Heston or Morgan Freeman or Whoopi Goldberg. It's more about opening the ears of our hearts and being in relationship and communication with God so much that when Jesus shows up in the form of the least, the last, the lost, and the left out, we recognize him and we see our part that we have to play in everything that we do. We might even name what we do as part of God leading us. When we have an impulse to love one another, to seek forgiveness, to reach out to one another in need, if we're prayerful, we see that as part of God's work in our lives and not just some random thing that we thought up. Prayerful willingness allows us to recognize that God is always in the room, that God has a stake in every one of our choices. It's not just that God is involved on Sunday, like in the Spirit Center or on the live stream, and the rest of the week God is just somewhere else. God is always present. And whenever we make a decision about using the gifts that God has given, we have the chance to help God get God's way, or we have the chance to let that pass by. We have the chance to convince the world of the reality of God's love, or leave it unconvinced. Maybe that's why Jesus tells us things like, it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles, but what comes out of it. Which teaches us to use the gift of words in a way that pleases God, to not let an opportunity go by to share words that build up. Maybe that's why Jesus reminds us that it's vital that we use our time on earth storing up treasures in heaven rather than treasures on earth. Because how we use the gifts God has given to us, our time, our talents, our treasures, that matters deeply to God. And in case you don't think that you're a prayerful willingness kind of person, let me just say, I disagree with you. One of the big reasons is you're here today. You're joining us online. When we make the decision to spend our time doing that, we're showing signs of a prayerful willingness to do what God is calling us to do. When you come into this space and you sing Sweet Hour of Prayer, watch out, because the Holy Spirit is going to speak to your heart if we will just open it up long enough for the Spirit to speak. When I pray, come Holy Spirit, watch out, because the Spirit tends to show up when we say stuff like that. And if our heart is open just a crack, the Spirit will get in there. And then Lord knows what the Spirit's going to ask you to do. The Spirit asked you to do what Mary had to do. See me. If we spend our time doing something like coming to worship, we're acting like people in love, like I talked about last week. Like people who know where our gifts come from and who know who our Lord and Savior is. There are so many other ways to spend your time. But by doing this, we acknowledge that it's all God's time. It's all God's time. And so I'm going to take this hour to acknowledge that. We're a people in love with a God who loved us first. A prayerful willingness to be in the room where we know wherever two or three are gathered, Jesus is in the midst of them. And in that space, to listen to God and to remind ourselves that God is with us and wanting to work through us in all the places we are all the time. It's like we're a secret agent for the gospel. Mobilizing time, talents, finances, everything we've been given for the Lord's purposes. Just like how we use our time, when we put our gifts in the offering plate or in an envelope to the mail or click that orange button marked give, like I say every week. Whenever we set up electronic funds transfer, we're acknowledging, in fact, it's all God's. Just like it's all God's time, it's all God's money. It's all God's gifts. But we're a people in love with a God who loved us first. And in gratitude to God, we give part of it back. Evidence of our prayerful willingness. When we show up to a team meeting, a committee meeting, a Bible study, when we offer to help, when we raise our hand to say, I have this gift to offer, or here I am, send me, as Isaiah might say. It's a way to say, all my gifts and passions and talents, every one of them come from God. And I prayed about it, and this is the season where I'm going to use my talent for like technology to support the tech team. This is the season where, having prayed about it, I think I'm going to use my gift for sewing to join the prayer shawl ministry. This is the season, having prayed about it, that I want to use my heart for helping and loving people to be a part of our care team. It's all God's. So we are prayerfully willing to use the one God wants us to use next. Another example of prayerful willingness is this sacrament of baptism. What better way is there to say, here we are, your servant. Let it be with us according to your word. Or show us how you want to use us. We belong to you. What better way is there to say that than for parents to bring their children and say, Mia, Elliot, we love you, but we acknowledge that you come from God. You are a gift to us from God. You really belong to God. And we're just here to take care of you for what we hope is a good long season. Given to us as a church so that we can love them and guide them and pray for them and to show them what it means to be a Christian and how much God loves them and how to fight injustice with peace and holiness and how to resolve a conflict and be a Christian about it and how to forgive people and how to be forgiven and how to be siblings in Christ. prayerful willingness on their part and on our part too, to make those bold promises to support them. Being a Christian is not a spectator sport. It's a relationship. If you don't believe me, ask Mary. For the next 3 weeks, we will continue our Mission Accepted series. And on June 5th, which is Pentecost, we will celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit to the church, the birth of the church. We'll confirm some amazing youth in our confirmation service. And by the way, they could give a course on prayerful willingness. And all their friends in faith could too. Wonder what their testimony will be. We'll have communion, prayerful willingness to experience the presence of Christ in that holy meal. And on that same Sunday, we'll share our prayerful willingness, our commitments around stewardship and financial giving to our mission and ministry here at Glenmar. Between now and then, will you join me in giving thanks to God for all God's gifts to us? And will you join me every day in the prayer of prayerful willingness? God, how do you want to use me to be a blessing through Glenmar Church? How do you want to use me and what you've given me? In this service, if you get a paper bulletin, you'll see that following the sermon, there's a part that says offering ourselves and our gifts to God. There's a reason that we don't just have like pass the plate time. It's called offering ourselves and our gifts to God. That's what we're doing. We put it toward the end because it is a response to a God that has given us everything. It's a response to what God has done for us. It's a response to the gospel. It's a response to a God that we have described and heard from in the service. We've spent time in prayer and approaching the holy. We've spent time with our shoes off before the burning bush. We've spent time at the font. We've spent time in prayer with time to be with a God to whom everything belongs. A God who has been so, so good and also so, so God. And in response to that, we give ourselves. And we give of that which God has given us. Mary gave of herself and her gifts. Here am I, servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. And she learned that all things are possible with God. If Mary had said no, I assume God would have found another way. Perhaps another young teen from the wrong part of town. But I do know that prayerfully willing people are part of God getting what God wants. Next week, we'll talk about multiplication and mission. What God can do when people are prayerfully willing. I hope you'll join us, and I hope at that time to share with some specificity around ways that your faithfulness has led to mission multiplication, particularly over the last year. So I hope you'll join us for that. Amen.